what's up?
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to In My Opinion, episode 3. It's your girl, Lil Sonya.
And I'm Successful Toy.
Hey, Toy.
Hey, Sonya girl.
Girl, you ready for this shit?
Girl, you ready to talk this shit? Because, baby.
She is piping hot today, sis.
I'm so ready. Like I said, again, this is our opinion. We love y'all, but y'all give us the shit to talk about. So keep doing y'all, and we're going to keep doing us. Thank you.
In that order.
Period. We love y'all. Trust me, we definitely love y'all, though. Don't beat us up, because we fight real good.
That part.
Don't do that.
With the shit.
Don't do that.
You want to get into Jocelyn, girl.
Jocelyn
Hernandez.
Jocelyn
Cabaret. Puerto Rican princess.
Let's get into it. Girl, who the fuck you think won that fight out of that last, when they came on and Cheeks and Lex was fighting? I feel like Cheeks beat Lex.
Cheeks took care of her business.
She did that.
She took care of her business.
He did that.
And like you said, we don't want to see them fight all season. And like Jocelyn said, y'all did it. It's done.
Right. Don't do this all season. That was the last round.
And you take your ass home.
That was the last round. Please. Thank you.
Please. Thank you. Thank you. But after that fight, how about Jocelyn giving them 10 minutes to get dressed?
Girl, ain't no way they was gonna be ready in 10 minutes. I said that same thing. Now you know them people ain't gonna be ready in 10 minutes. That means nobody's gonna bathe. Nobody. Nobody's gonna bathe.
They gonna spray a little spray and go.
And go now.
And that make it worse.
Because they know Jocelyn don't play. So they literally, when she said 10 minutes, they know she meant 10 minutes. Don't play with her. But what you think about Ocean? Because the shit that Ocean said about Wet, that's the same shit I said.
I agree.
Wet needs to go home.
Yeah.
Why is Jocelyn keeping her there? Like, what is the reason? What is the reason?
Because she's a character. She's a character.
I could see that.
Fall back on if shit gets stale.
I could see that. Because, to be honest, she is the only entertainment right now, because everybody is literally focused and trying to do their big one and trying to stay level headed. So yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she's keeping her around. Shout out to Wet. You secured your spot, bitch.
Yeah. But Wet, I ain't gonna even lie to you, sweetie. It is peaceful when you ain't there. Cause on that bus ride, it was so peaceful. So we know who the problem is.
She started all of that on that bus ride. She started all that on that bus ride.
All of it. And when she wasn't there on that bus ride, the ride was peaceful and everybody got along.
What about on the way to the pool party? What did Voodoo have on? She thought she was doing it. She was like, yeah, I look cute. I got on my little country girl. She had on a picnic basket.
She did.
On a tablecloth.
She looked like some shit that they wore back in the 60s.
I said, baby, where's the sex appeal? You supposed to be in a cabaret. Why are you looking like Daisy Duke?
But when do Voodoo ever give sex appeal?
Well, Jocelyn, that's who you need to chastise then, Jocelyn.
She never gives sex appeal. Never, ever.
Dear Jocelyn. Put your foot on her neck, on Miss Voodoo neck. She's giving me meatball. She's giving me the meatball of the cabaret.
And she's feeling like she can't be touched.
Yeah, that too.
She's feeling like she can't be touched. She feel like Jocelyn won't get rid of her.
And that's because they always tag teaming people.
Yeah.
They always tag teaming people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jocelyn will get rid of her. Them girls can learn the routine just like you did.
Exactly.
They don't need you to teach them. She has a whole choreographer.
Because you definitely becoming the lap dog.
Baby.
Woo! So, I like when Jasmine said that I'm married, but I'm not dead. How you feel about that?
I don't think she's doing nothing wrong. By twerking and dancing and being exotic, that's a part of who she is. Mm-hmm. So I felt her on that. As a married woman, I felt her on that.
Me too. I liked it that. I was like,
don't have a problem with it, so.
But girl, do you see the blogs? What's going on, honey? I feel like it's fake, but you seen in the blogs where they talking about he bash her talking about she be funky.
Girl, bye. I don't believe that. Well,
I don't believe it either, but they claiming that.
I don't believe he bashed her.
They say it's trouble in paradise, and he supposedly bashed her, talking about she funky. I'm like, oh, people do anything for clout.
I don't believe that. Yeah, neither. I believe that's just, that ain't nothing but a rumor.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
The bloggers be taking shit too far.
They do. They gonna do anything to get them views up, baby. Do anything, say anything, baby.
What about Isis putting that damn snake in her mouth?
Yeah, what was that about?
That was on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
A whole nother level.
I was like, girl, what is the fuck is, girl, what is you doing? No. No.
But I told you Isis was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I told you she was going to be a problem.
You did say that. Mm-hmm. But I think Jasmine vibing her though.
Now she is, since she found out they got the same damn birthday. But that's gonna be the killing part. Oh, wrong word. That's gonna be the bad part about it.
Why you feel like it's
they born on the same day, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of similarities in mm-hmm. attitude and character. They gonna bump heads.
Yeah, you know, Jasmine like weakness.
She not weak.
Yeah, she don't like a strong person. She like the weak people.
Yeah, she not weak at all. So yeah. Man, listen. Isis. You handling your businesses, but you better try to secure your position. And I don't see you bowing down to Jocelyn.
Me either. I definitely don't see that at all. So, I knew that BBW was going home. She wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't doing enough for me.
I knew she was going home when she came. But the first episode when Jocelyn was like, she was popping her shit on social media, but now she's sitting up here like a church mouse. I was like, yeah, she's gonna be the first one to go home.
Because I feel like too, like even at the party, let's be real, Jocelyn, that was a tight ass space. Okay, that was a tight ass space.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she wanted to show out, she should have got in the pool, because even on the first episode when everybody got in the pool and they was dancing, like she was in the pool and she was eating.
I did see her. Yeah.
So I feel like she should have did that too to get Jocelyn's attention. She should have got in the pool because she kept saying like it's no space, like everything is so tight and I'm big, like, and if she would have, she would have like been knocking people down. So she should have got Jocelyn's attention by getting.
But that's okay. You at a pool party, splash.
Yeah, that's why I say you should have gotten in the pool and did your big one, because up there in the VIP, it wasn't big enough.
Right, because it was another big girl in the pool.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it was another big girl in the pool.
Yeah, you should have got in there and did your big one, girl.
Well, she go home. I'm going to be brutally honest. In my opinion, she's a pretty girl. I think Jocelyn just bought her in to be inclusive. Like how baddies had Rollie and Biggie.
Yeah. But she didn't do her big one though.
No, she did not.
Yeah.
She did not.
She missed.
And I hope she got a little change off them two few episodes she was on. They ain't sent her home without nothing.
For real. Cause I
maybe they sent her home with a cancellation prize.
Girl, what? Is that
the autograph CD of Jocelyn's music? That's what they probably giving them when they go home.
Girl, what? Sonya, don't piss me off, okay? What is this?
Oh, God.
What is that?
I don't fucking know.
Girl, when I see that, I was like, what the fuck is that?
That's some retarded shit. Y'all grown as hell.
I said, is this some type of cold?
And they think they Power Rangers.
Girl, I was...
Grown as hell, just goofy. What you think about the new girls?
I feel like I actually participated in the poll on Zeus when they
were did too.
Yeah, I participated because I feel like these girls literally audition and all that. I don't feel like they should have brought in nobody else like that.
Think they should have auditioned too?
I feel like they should have auditioned too. Because these girls went through hell and high water with auditioning, and for someone to just get picked from a fucking pool party.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she should have did that. But it's her show. She can do what she want to do. So.
You know why? That's why she did it. To bring in some more controversy. But they stood their ground with fighting shit.
Man, I said
they didn't punk out. They didn't hoe up at all.
I need to see it when it come on Sunday because I seen it, but I ain't see it. Like it ain't give me too much. So I need to literally like see it. But of course they weren't scared. They stood in the paint, but
did.
Yeah.
They did.
But Isis, she did good with Voodoo.
Tore her ass up.
She tore that bitch out the frame. Voodoo talk about I bit my lip, but okay, girl, no the fuck you didn't. She knocked the fuck out of you. Girl. She tore that
ass up. Yes, she did. You got knocked off.
She did that. I see. You did that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did, boo. Yes, you did. Now, Isis is definitely looking for a storyline, like I said last episode. Mm-hmm. But she stand on her shit. Mm-hmm. She take care of her business. And I can't wait to see her dance because she said she the best dancer there.
Yeah, she did say that. I bet you she a good pole dancer. Cause I can't see her being a good twerker.
She looks strong.
Yeah, she look like she a good pole dancer. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to really see them do something instead of fighting.
Yeah, cause I'm sick of the fighting. I'm over.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
I like Envy.
I like Indy too. I like Indy too.
I don't know. It's something. I just want her to do her big one.
Do you think that Jocelyn gonna send any of the vets home?
That's hard to say. I don't know yet. I haven't seen nothing yet that gives me like she's going to send her home.
Baby.
I think. That's a hard one. I don't know yet. Ask me next week.
I think she's going to continue to threaten to send them home, but not do it.
Yeah.
Just to have some type of mind control over them. Uh-huh. Just like wet ass falling out on the floor when she said she wasn't competing for the 50K.
That's it. Born, die again.
I said, okay, Carly Rae.
Oh my God. Wait. Why do you think you're supposed to get the 50K when she brought you in as the house mom? You're not a dancer. You're the house mom. Like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? Girl, she didn't bring you in as a dancer. So, no, you should not get the 50K. But I'm trying to understand why she's saying house mom. Do you really mean maid and you just giving her the house mom title? Because what can she do for them girls? Like them girls said, what I need her for?
Like she Molly the maid.
Girl, I can do my own makeup, my own lashes. Ain't wet. Girl, besides somebody else fixing you up, on all the episodes, you never look like. You feel me? So I don't understand what she's saying. I kind of think she meant maid, but she just trying to get her little cute name talking about house mom, honey. Because, yeah.
It's maid. Mm-hmm. Molly the maid. I see you in your maid outfit.
Don't go there. Say that for last. Say that for last. Please say that for last. Because, baby, when she motherfucking put that damn thing on Jocelyn, baby, why would you do that, wet? Why would you do that, girl? Are you calling her Dusty? And that's why I said, I was like, girl, are you calling her Dusty? Because why did you try her like that?
And did. But I love the way they interact with each other. Jocelyn be trying to be so serious with Wet, but she cannot keep a straight face at all.
Wet, like, you know you love me. Uh-huh. She's like, Jocelyn, you know I ain't meant nothing by that. Like, girl, stop playing with me. But no, Wet, you was dead wrong. You don't put that on that lady. I don't care if it was brand new. Like, you was giving to me, you was calling her Dusty. Period.
Yeah. Period.
But she called them dog bitches.
She wouldn't be calling me one.
Listen, I'm like, I don't understand how these girls go on this show and they see the show and see how she talk to these girls and choose to be like, oh, I want to go on Jocelyn Cabaret. Remember when I came on your show and you asked me that, will you ever, bitch, no, because you can't talk to me like that. No, I don't give a
like that.
Listen, I don't care how much publicity I want, how much exposure I want, but I'm not finna let nobody degrade me on national TV. Like, no,
you can't. She humiliates them every Sunday.
And they be there and still say, yeah, bitch, I'm gonna eliminate myself. I couldn't do it. Just like I don't understand how they do that on baddies. Like, I want to go on a show where I can get exposure, but I'm not fighting for my life on the show. I'm not doing it. Y'all can call me bored or whatever. Bitch, I got personality, but I'm not
that
doing
part.
That. I'm not doing all that just to get some fucking clout. No.
Mm-mm. You giving away good energy.
I tried to get some clout from Diddy, but ain't nobody fall for it in the comments.
Bitch, bye.
I tried, but ain't nobody fall for it in the comments.
You showing your Florida now, Santana Jr.
I was trying to get a little clout. Shit.
Can we please roll over to Santana? Speaking of.
I thought we were saving the best for last.
Are we?
No, let's go. Let's go. We here now. That old news.
Because, baby, how you feel about Santana going on Zell alleged baby mama's page and liking all her pictures?
He was being petty. He's a Libra. Duh. That's what we doing. He was being petty. He definitely was being petty. But at the same time, if she looked good on the pictures, he was giving her props too at the same time. That's one thing about us. Like, we ain't no hating ass bitches. Like, we're gonna give you your pride. You look good, you look good. But I would never go on a motherfucker page though. But he was being petty. That's why he did it.
I know.
Yeah, he was being petty because
was he being petty because he can be petty, or was he being petty because he's still in love with Zell?
Both of them still love each other.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Both of them still love each other. And I feel like Santana is hurt just a little tiny bit.
Hell yeah, he hurt.
Just a little tiny bit.
That's why he had to go look her up and see what she was working with.
But, my thing is Santana shouldn't even be bothered. And the reason why I say that, because from Love and Hip Hop LA, when Zell first came over there, when we first was introduced to Zell, Zell always said from day one that he was bisexual, and he want a wife, he want to get married. So I just feel like Santana shouldn't even got himself caught up in that when he know what kind of person Zell was. But Santana is really acting like he ain't know Zell was bisexual, because did you see that one episode when he was like, when he said, I never heard this man talk about a woman, this, that, that, when he was around me. And he was like, because I have a bisexual boyfriend. So clearly Chef D talks about girls around Santana, and Zell probably never did that. But on Zell part, Zell said too, do you remember him saying this? When he would a man, he would a man.
He would a man. Yeah.
A woman. Yeah. That's me. That's me. When I'm with a man, I'm with a man. When I'm with a woman, I'm with a woman. That's
how it should be.
Like, I'm not finna be talking about a man when I'm with a woman. I'm not finna be talking about a woman when I'm with a man. You feel me? So I feel everything that Zell is saying. I feel everything he's saying.
But so do you agree with Renny Rucci when she says that she thinks Santana is doing everything out of the kindness of his heart because he care about Zell? Or is he just being nosy and being a bitter ex?
No, I really feel like he's doing it out of the kindness of his heart because the love that he has for Zell. And the reason why I say that, again, because I'm a Libra. And we can care about you to the point that we don't want to fuck with you, but we still care, like, what happens to you, and we care about your well-being. And by him hearing that rumor that they saying that this girl allegedly be them elf everybody and will elf, all she got to do is get drunk. So he's saying, like, I don't want Zell to fall for that if that's what she's about. Like, yeah. I feel like if it was a different person and that person had a good background, Santana wouldn't feel like that. Like, he'll really be rooting for him.
Well, if he was dating a female for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Right. Y'all had a weekend in Cabo and she came home pregnant.
Exactly. And that's all Santana is talking about. But at the same time, Zell fucked up for putting Santana in his business, because I don't feel like, I don't care how much you love me, because I would have did the same thing. Me and my girl, we almost had got into it about this, because both of us is Libras, and she was saying, because one thing about her, like, if she break up with you, she don't want to be your friend, she don't want to be nothing to your ass.
Shit, I'm the same way.
Me too. But only time I'll be your friend if I fucked up the relationship, and then if you allow me to be your friend, I'm gonna be your friend because I feel guilty. You know what I'm saying? But okay, if I ain't fuck up in a relationship and you fucked up, bitch, I don't want no parts of you. So with that, with that being said, he should have never went to Santana with that damn pregnancy test. Cause what do you?
It's almost as if like he was wanting him to be jealous,
right? Like, what was your purpose? What was the purpose of you doing that? So whatever backlash you get from Santana, you caused that on yourself. Cause you ain't.
And that's what I was just getting ready to say when I almost cut you off, is that Zell looking for that type of attention from Santana.
Yeah. Yeah, because you wanna paint this picture of Santana as he's jealous and all this. But when Santana, did you hear Santana when he said, what am I jealous for? You calls me. I'm the same one you call when the girl is talking about having an abortion, and I told you, tell her don't have an abortion.
Now, what did it for me is when he was like, Zell, you cannot keep a job. How you gonna raise a baby?
Girl, when he said that, I said, Santana, that's the Libra coming out. Because why would you do that? Why would you do that to Zell, Santana? We didn't know nothing about him, couldn't keep no job. And when you say can't keep a job, what do you mean by keep a job? A 9-to-5 or he can't keep a booking? Which one? Because Santana say,
but he supposed to be a stylist, right? Zell a stylist, right?
Girl, I ain't seen him style nothing since over there in LA.
Hip-hop. When he was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, he was supposed to be a stylist.
That's what I'm telling you. I ain't seen nothing since that hip hop. He ain't come over here styling people. Santana said, who on the cover? Me, Rashida, Spice. Who the hell's on the cover?
That's true. It ain't him.
Right.
Zell ain't on the cover.
Yeah, he said, bitch, you're here because of me.
He's a guest star.
You're here, hello, K-Wise. You here because of me. So it's like, baby, what job he can't keep is what I'm trying to see. And who are you styling, Zell? Because I ain't hear nothing about no Zell.
Zell, we need you to enter the chat, boo.
I swear to God, because I'm telling you, I ain't hear nothing about Zell since Hollywood. And then when he started dating Santana. And I always liked Zell. I always liked the truth.
So I love Zell.
Don't take nothing to heart. I'm just being honest. Okay? This is in my opinion.
And Shekinah, you apologized to that man and went right back and did the same shit.
That's what I was trying to tell my girl. Did you ever hear Santana ask her a question?
No.
Thank you. That's what. See, I be watching this with my girl and we be arguing because I be like, Santana did not ask her E fuck thing.
No.
She said, after she
blinked over and started talking to him.
Exactly. And that was Santana saying. It's like, baby, she the one saying this to me. I'm thinking about you. She came to me and I'm like, Shekinah, you just apologized to this man, and now you bring your ass over there with Santana and bring it right back up.
I mean, oh, country ass gonna lean back like one of the mothers at the church time I said, you know the girl pregnant.
No, she didn't say that. This is what she said, Sonya. She said, Phil got a baby with a real girl. He really had helped this girl and got her pregnant.
A real girl, a real baby with a real girl.
Why is you saying a real girl? And her thing is, oh, because scientists don't made a way to do it. So what?
But he's not gay. He's bisexual. So we expect him to get a baby with a girl.
I can't understand why is everybody so why is this so a topic when everybody in the world that knew Zell and when he came on the scene always said he's bisexual. Yeah.
Everybody except his baby mama.
I still know him.
She know who Zell Swag is.
She know who the fuck he is. I just finna say that.
She know who he is. She playing her role very well.
And girl, that's what you're supposed to do.
Very, very well.
Play that
just
role.
Like when she sat down with him on that episode and she was like, yeah, so the doctors, they want a copay of what she say, $7,000 or something like that.
$3,000.
He was like, I pay it. That's like Saucy said, who the fuck have a one night stand with a bitch and she comes say she pregnant. You be like, oh, mine. I'm with Saucy on that.
Yeah.
It's potentially mine.
I would need a blood test.
Absolutely.
I definitely would need a blood test because, baby.
That same thing Carly Webb said, and I'm with her when she right. But what you think about her and Sierra photo shoot, girl?
Did you see? You tagged me in it, ain't it? Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm be getting happy for her yet. Didn't I just say this? I said this last episode. I said I'm not going to get excited for her until
I see her together
a year or better. Because
yes, it never you did.
Left with Carly Red, and I don't know why the men leave her.
Well, first of all, sis, Carly, if you're engaged, why in the hell are you worried about what Kai doing with Bambi on national TV so that your fiance can see it? And he gonna want to ask you the same damn question.
Didn't I say this last episode? So my thing is, Miss Carly, what is the problem? What is the problem with Chandra? Because why is you so worried about what your exes are doing when you got a whole ring on your finger? I wouldn't give two flying fucks about my exes, boo. And you claim this man is investing in your music and he's doing this, he doing that. Why are you entertaining a bitch about your ex, bro?
And maybe that's why she got another ex. That's why she got another ex.
Let me tell you, every man ain't down with that messy shit, bro. Mm-mm. You paint this picture for them and they probably, I'm quite sure they be knowing who you is and what you done did, but then you probably show them that you done changed or whatever, so they give you that chance. And then it's like, as soon as you get them locked in, you show them the messy shit again. That's why no man ain't stand with you.
Yep.
That's why no man is not staying with you, Carly. Tighten up, sis. That I can't. That's why I said I'm not getting happy for her until I see them be together a year or so.
And then stop getting with these men that's going to bash you when it's over. But for him to say that your whole body plastic.
That's not bashing. Bitch, we know that already. The world already.
But he humiliated her when he said it. That's what they said now. That's what the blog said, that he humiliated her. And if she humiliated bad, I would have been like, but you was about to marry this Barbie. You was about to marry this doll.
The whole KY say the whole body.
The whole body.
But the thing is, though, you go on here, you bash her, but you put a ring on her finger, sir.
Yep.
You was talking about a baby with her, sir, because I'm quite sure she wasn't just talking about this baby by herself. She ain't just telling us about the baby and telling her daughter that she want to have a baby. She ready to have a baby. So clearly, y'all done had a conversation about her having a baby. She was willing to have this baby with that plastic body.
Yep.
That you was about to marry. But now all of a sudden, it's plastic. You don't want to.
You said that ring was plastic too.
Okay, well, I went to when you're right. Because, baby, he had to. If he feel like that, let me tell you something. When people are mad and drunk, they tell the truth.
They tell the truth.
So he been feeling like that. He been feeling like that. And somebody done put in his head, you finna marry that bitch with that fake ass body and all that. Because come on. Come on now.
Well, Carly, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I ain't, because, girl, I'm not. Because I don't know your fiance like that. Because I don't watch Now That's TV. But the girls be talking about him. They say everybody that got their own show over there, he fucked them. So
he the Lemmy. He owns that. Him and another guy own Now That's TV. He's the owner. He's the Lemmy of Now That's TV. I mean,
that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
So.
Sorry,
Carly. Hopefully you'll get a husband next season.
No, Carly. At this point, God just wants you to be single, sweetie. God,
you and Sierra.
God wants you to focus on him. Don't talk about Sierra. Because at least Sierra gets married.
Yes, she does.
At least she gets.
And then that crazy ass Gemini don't want to be married after that.
So at least she make it to the altar. Carly has made it to the altar. I can't get it out. She ain't made it to the altar yet.
Bitch, what you think about Zane and his baby mama and this baby, and it's coming out that this ain't his baby, but he done volunteered to take care of this baby and get a baby his name and sign the birth certificate. Who does that?
Okay, let me tell you who does that. My baby daddy. Okay, so girl, okay, so
you killing me.
Hey, why? Don't give me that look. No, this is how I feel about that, for real. Okay, so from my understanding, when I was listening and I was watching, from my understanding, before he was with this girl, he was messing with his baby mama, right? So when the baby mama popped up pregnant, she let him know it was not his child. But him and the wife, from what the baby mama saying, him and the wife wasn't serious yet. Okay. They was not serious. They was just dating. They wasn't married. They weren't none of that. So whatever reason, because she said he know the reason why the baby father couldn't be a part of the baby's life. So he stepped in as a real man and said, I will be the child father, give the child my last name, because basically, if anything happened to the child still would be okay. Now, I'm finna go and marry my girlfriend before all this come out, because then she'll be stuck with me.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the comments.
I'm the pappy. So now I'm gonna go marry my girlfriend, make her my wife, because I really like this girl and I don't want her to go nowhere. But if she find out before I marry her, she gonna leave me for doing this stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
So he married her, and now this is what it is. And now the wife is saying, bitch, that baby name got to change. But at the same time, this is,
I ain't changing my baby name.
Come on, man. And that's the responsibility that he took before vowing to you. So what happened before y'all got married do not concern you, sweetie.
Yeah, that baby 8 years old.
It don't concern you. And y'all been 8 years together. Old.
But what? Here's my thing. Zane, you should have been straight up with your wife, period. It wasn't nothing to lie about if you ain't still fucking that girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that you still.
No, that baby mama said, I'm respecting you.
For what she said, I don't care what she said.
You, I ain't having sex with him. She said, oh, I didn't know it was an option.
Yeah. It's definitely an option. It's on the table.
But my thing is, you can't.
If she want it, he going to give it to her.
Yeah, but don't be mad at that woman. You need to be mad at your husband.
Exactly.
He's the one lying to you. She don't owe you shit.
For no reason, because that was a stupid lie.
It was stupid as fuck. If he would have just been open right then and there, she probably would have been more understanding. That's what guys don't get. Be real up front. You never know what type of motherfucker you're dealing with. And she might be cool with what you're doing and understand what you're doing and respect that shit. Because she ain't got no goddamn kids, you know? So it's like, okay, if this is what you want to do and I'm saying I do to you, then let's do it. Shit.
I just don't like the storyline being about the baby. He 8 years old. I know he's seeing this shit.
He said, no, she wouldn't. Girls love the lie. Love the lies. It's crazy because they do love lies, but you really have some girls out here because I'm one of them girls. If you be honest with me and upfront with me, bro, and break it down to me to where I will understand where you're coming from with no lies.
Proper line of communication.
I'm gonna be okay.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear the truth. Because if you lie to me, I can't trust you. I'm going to think you always lying.
Come on, bro. I don't want no child out here, like, you feel me? So, nope. But, yeah, that's definitely, I definitely been through that. And yeah, so, yeah.
She said, let me tell you who. My baby daddy.
My baby daddy. Yeah.
It was signed just a signed
the birth certificate, and he said, don't never tell nobody our secret. And then the secret came out, and he was like, you broke our promise. I said, what was our promise? Because, bitch, I forgot what the promise was. And he said that you would never tell nobody that, you know, about us and about the baby and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my bad. But, bitch, you on the birth certificate, so
you she is said, my bad. Bad.
In the court's eyes, you still the father. You on the birth certificate, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. What KY said, if the guy tells the truth, he would be empty-handed. I feel like that's why he didn't tell her the truth, because he felt like she was going to leave. But
he's a million or a thousandaire.
And I mean, he's a thousandaire. I don't know if he's a millionaire. Zane? You don't think Zane? I don't know.
Hell no!
I said a thousandaire. I just was asking y'all, do y'all think he's a millionaire?
Do he look like a millionaire?
He don't.
He look like he's struggling.
He do. And I feel like that's why he came. And I used to love me some Lil Zane. I used to love me some Lil Zane.
Zane looked like he drank too much.
Yes, when I was younger, he do get me drunk.
Yes.
He do give me he's a drunk. He do.
Sorry, Zane. You're gonna have to work on that, boo.
But
you ain't giving me Moesha vibes no more. I know we old, we get old, but you know, you can keep yourself Moesha up. That's how I know you ain't got no money.
Girl, I used to love him before the Moesha, okay?
You know he ain't got it, because if he had it, he'd be doing that LL Cool J shit.
I used to love me some Lil Zane, baby. I used to love me some Lil Zane, okay? Period.
Well, you heard her, so get your shit together, because she falling out of love.
Ben failed out when I seen that he was on Love and Hip Hop. I said, "Now this not the Zane I know. That is not the Zane I know." So yeah. So Jasmine.
Lord have mercy. Jumping Jasmine.
I feel like Jasmine think if Rashida was to leave Kurt, Kurt is gonna be with her. But I'm here to tell her Kurt is not gonna be with you.
That's what he feed her. He feed her that shit. But remember, she had some text messages of him telling her that.
But he's not gonna be with her. He's not. He's telling
you. It's never gonna happen.
No, he's telling you that, sweetie, so y'all can be okay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have to feed the baby mama's baby daddies, because I was once Kurt. I had to lie to my baby daddy, feed him all these lies that I'm going to be with him just so he could do for the baby and all that extra shit. Then I got
tired. That's some sad shit.
Yeah, I got tired and I put that bitch on child support.
She said, I'll put the man in the middle.
I got tired.
You had to do what you had to do.
Yeah, because, girl, you're not going to be hanging over my head. I got a baby from you. And you if you don't have sex with me, then I ain't doing for the baby.
I am not from Mississippi. I'm from Chicago. You know, we sound country there too.
Not to say you from Mississippi.
But I can be your TT. You can call me TT.
But yeah, I feel like she think if Rashida and Kurt was to break up that he's gonna be with her. Jasmine, I don't give a fuck what lies he's telling you is not gonna happen, okay?
Yeah.
He's not gonna be with you, girl.
And stop putting your two cents in other people's marriages. Yandy and DC ain't had shit to do with y'all.
Girl, you wanna bring somebody down because your shit ain't looking how you want it to look. So you wanna bring the other relationship. That's what hoes do.
When just they, like Zell did at the fucking brunch with when he went off on Rashida and Yandy.
Yep. Cause you going through it and bitch, your shit ain't all peaches and cream. Don't try to fuck on nobody else's shit because y'all know these people's shit is on the rocks. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Cause Yandy M and DC, they gonna fucking work it out. The fuck?
Hopefully.
They better.
He don't want to put his ring on.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong. She's moving how she moving like she ain't got no husband. She moving like he's still in prison.
I understand. That's so true. That's true.
Mandisi, you're not including me in anything.
That's
you're
not true.
Assaulting me with anything, and I'm your fucking husband. You're out here moving like you're single. So why the fuck am I wearing my ring? What I got on the ring for? What I'm wearing the ring for?
That's why I said, what's gonna happen with him? I don't think they gonna reconcile. I think he's had enough.
Let me say, I don't feel like he's gonna leave her. He just want her to get her shit together, and he's standing on business instead of being a weak man and stand on 10 toes. Like, listen, you're gonna fucking respect me, and until I see that respect and it's consistently, then I'll put back on my ring. But I'm not gonna put back on my ring, and I'm not happy, and I don't blame him.
So, but that ain't okay. You a married man. You ain't gotta wear your ring. Because me and my husband don't have on no rings. You ain't got to wear your rings. But you ain't got no business being in all these hotels with all these different women. And
that's what the blog say.
Not baby. Being at home.
You actually see it.
I didn't actually see it, but he is not at home. He stay in a hotel.
Kurt ain't at home with Rashida.
And you better believe Kurt is up under some other coochie. He known for what he known for.
I don't want to believe that about
Mandisi. He ain't going to stop.
We don't know Mandisi to be a cheater. Kurt, we knows him to be a cheater.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Kurt, right now. He's known for what he's known for. He ain't going to stop.
Yeah, I don't want to say that about Mandisi. Y'all is not going to give me that look.
No, I don't see Mandisi being a whore. There's no
problem with him being at fuck-ass Jasmine Bar having him a fucking drink. Him in the club with anybody, bitch. Did he try?
I really think he tired, though. I saw it in his face on the counseling part when they had the little counseling session.
I think that too. But again,
I feel so sorry for him.
Yeah, but I can feel, let me tell you, I feel that he's tired, but I don't feel like he's going to leave. He just want her to respect him as a man and act like
she's going to do it?
No, because that hoe is too independent. But Yanny, you got to tone that shit down. I was one shoe, bitch. I was one shoe, bitch. I had to tone that shit down for my girl because my girl is like a strong motherfucking woman to where she gonna support everything you do. But at the same time, if you moving like you don't want her to know, want her to be a part of it, what? Why the fuck am I here?
I feel that.
Yeah. Why the fuck
I feel that.
So that's all Mendeecy want from her. Just acknowledge me. Make me feel like a man. You got me feeling like the bitch and you the man in the relationship.
And she's always been like that.
Always.
Since the original Love and Hip Hop.
Always. Since New York.
Yeah.
Always. Before he went to prison. Always.
She's male dominant.
Yeah, but she got the tone.
Very male dominant. Yeah, she has to be.
Her husband.
You gotta allow him to be a man.
Tone that shit down, girl. Tone that shit down and be submissive, bro. For real, for real. Stop acting like the man of the house, girl. You have a man. You have a husband. So you gotta tone that shit down and respect that man like he's a man. Let him be a man. You're not allowing him to be a man.
Absolutely.
That's all I got to say about that.
Baby.
Look, KY, to my toy, you have a girl? Yeah, I gave it.
That's a whole girl, whole wifey.
It's crazy because, like, KY's know me, like, we done been on this toy show and shit together. And he probably, like, I never knew this shit.
He said, I didn't know.
If you watch my podcast, everything, I didn't know. Yeah, I have a whole girl. Yeah, man.
And we, you got anything else about these ATL folk?
Let me see. I want to say Spice was very thoughtful.
Oh, she always thoughtful, though.
Yeah. I don't know if they trying to paint this picture about Spice that she's a user and all that stuff. But I don't know. But she was very thoughtful, and I love that for her. And I love Spice.
Shout out to Spice. She's my fave.
Let me tell y'all a secret. So I don't know if y'all had seen on Instagram that Spice was hiring or whatever. So I had submit my resume and they had emailed me back to come for an interview. But baby, I couldn't do it.
Why?
Because they wanted me to be in Atlanta the same day I submitted
they was looking for locals.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, be at interview by 12:30, and I'm looking. I'm like, baby, it's 12 o'clock now, and I'm in North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina.
That's okay. Something better coming.
Yeah, I was just trying to see. You know, God been telling me to spread my wings, so I've been putting
and just keep doing them because eventually you're gonna take off and fly, boo.
Yeah. I've been just sprinkling this thing what happened. And it's been happening, but I can't do it. I couldn't be in I'm 5 hours away from Atlanta. So yeah.
Oh yeah, baby. You definitely wasn't gonna make it. You definitely, by the time you got there, they'd have been packed up and gone home.
I swear to God, they'd be like, baby, we told you to be here like 12:30. I don't know. But I think we covered everything with them. Yeah. So let's go.
I did watch Basketball Wives this time, y'all.
Let's go to the right young, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why was Jackie Christie the only one in black? I know that's her color and that's what she wear. But damn, Jackie, you couldn't put on a little pink.
That hoe was dark. Jackie is a dark bitch. Okay.
Like, what the hell?
Jackie is a dark bitch.
Yes, she is.
She is dark. Anybody that wears all black, you is dark. You is dark. You is a dark ass person. So yeah, that's what I said about her. And I said, this is how I feel about the prostitute thing. I feel like they worded it wrong.
Okay.
I feel like they worded it wrong. And that's why they saying prostitute. She probably did something, but I don't feel like it was a like prostitute. But it was probably in that little sex worker category. So that's why I stay in prostitute. But I don't feel like it was really like a prostitute.
How did you feel about her and Brandy's interaction? Because Brandy was about to spill some tea. And Jackie wouldn't allow her to talk. When she started talking about Jackie and Doug. And Jackie kept cutting her off. And then they ended up pushing one another hands. She was about to steal some tea.
Let me tell you something. We definitely don't know nothing about Jackie and Doug. Nothing, never in the blogs. Mm-mm. Or nothing. Mm-mm. Her and Brandy is really close. So Brandy definitely knows something that we don't know.
You better know it.
But I don't think she would have spilled it all, but she would have gave us a hint.
Oh, she was going to give us something. Yeah, she was about, that's why Jackie kept cutting her off.
Yeah. They probably done did something all together and in cahoots.
Or either they did it or either they was approached to do it.
But I just want to know, because I wrote this down. Was Evelyn fucking animals?
That's what Jackie accused her of. At the Diddy party.
Why she said that?
Why she said that? Jackie accused her of. Jackie, remember Jackie was like, you see all them dogs around her house? She accused her of what is called bestiality.
But why did she say that? All because the dogs around her house? Because let me tell
just
you something.
Just to be out, you Jackie, why do Jackie say half the shit she say?
But for real, come on, man. People just don't say shit to say shit.
You think she humping on her dogs?
I don't know. That's
and her, what else they said? She got an iguana or a lizard?
That's why that's a question for me. I put a whole question when I wrote that big. I say, so Evelyn fuck animals? Because why would Jackie say that?
I don't believe that shit.
I don't know. I think Jackie's doing it. Why would she?
Because Jackie is a big old freak. She a big old freak. She into it all, baby.
You think Jackie will fuck a horse?
Yeah.
So I said with the Jackie and Brandy thing, I also said that Brandy, like, whatever she's gonna say, Doug is not leaving Jackie. Okay.
Oh, no.
Whatever is going on, whatever you was gonna tell us, it would have been on never mind because Doug is not leaving Jackie. Okay.
Yeah.
It was that fucked up. They not going nowhere. So get over it. I love that Brandy have to. I loved when she said she had to be happy these days. So I love that she choosing.
Yeah.
I love that she choosing her.
Shout out to you, Brandy.
I love that
yourself first.
I love that. I love that for you. But Evelyn,
I just hate that it took her to get bullied, so to speak.
Because she was trying to ride and die for her husband. But why should I be taking all this shit from these girls from your fuck up?
I hated that for her.
Yeah, but every time something happened with me, they want to hit me in the pussy with what my husband done did, knowing that's gonna hurt me because I'm already dumb enough to sit here and try to ride it out with this man that I shout out to Cardi B. Shout out to motherfucking Cardi. Okay. But I'm with all the girls that getting their licks back. Okay.
Yeah. And I would have slapped the shit out of one of them. Yeah. Like, my business is my business. Talk about me, not my marriage.
But see, that's the thing. They don't have nothing on Brandy. That's why they always hitting her with the husband. That's why they always talking about
her. Well, she took it like a champ because she could have hit them bitches below the belt.
She did. And she better than me because, baby, I would have spilled all tea on every bitch. Y'all got me fucked up.
Man.
I would have never took the high road. Y'all ain't finna.
What about, Well, what about with Brooke and Brandy and what? How do you feel about that? Because Brandy told Brooke, like, I feel like you should have said something to Evelyn and checked her based on our friendship. And Brooke was like, I'm gonna stay mutual in that shit because I'm friends with both of y'all. I agree with Brooke.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm that bitch too. I can be cool with two people. But one thing I don't like though, Brandy should have Brooke should have shut Evelyn down for talking about Brandy around her. You friends with
I don't want to be a part of this conversation.
Right.
I'm friends with both of y'all.
Me as a real bitch, I'm friends with two people that don't like each other, are going through it. When I'm with Evelyn, I don't want to hear shit about Brandy. When I'm with Brandy, I don't want to hear shit about Evelyn.
Period.
That way, when something like that happened, it wouldn't have been, oh, but Brooke, you ain't take up for me or you ain't say this. Mm-mm. It's okay to be friends with both parties and be cool with both parties, but shut that shit down. Have some boundaries. Let them know. When I'm with you, I don't want to hear nothing about her. And if they still talk about Brandy when you there, just get up and walk away. So a bitch can't say you was there, you was sitting right there.
It was just that simple.
Yeah.
But then Brooke hit her with, like, you know, Brandy, you talking this, but you did the same thing to me.
Mm.
You sat up and entertained a conversation about my fiance or ex-fiance or whoever this man was she was jumping into marriage with, well, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
They sat up and had a conversation about Brooke every chance they got.
Mm.
Every chance they got. So I didn't see it being no different.
And why the fuck did Jackie bark like a dog at motherfucking the girl?
Something wrong with Jackie. I really want to know if she's taking her medication. Something really wrong with her.
Why would you do that, friend?
You froze up for a minute.
I seen something circling. Let's talk about on my end. Talk about recording area. Shut the fuck up. You're funny with me because I left they ass. They put them. Do you think Sha was going to jump in it with Jackie and Brandy?
Yep.
I don't think she was going to jump in it.
She was going to try to.
I think if Jackie would have been getting beat up, she was going to jump in.
Because I think that was the plan, though. That's why she brought him. Jackie knew she was going to need somebody on her side.
Because she know the whole table was going to turn against her. Because, bitch, you done shitted on everybody at the table. So why the fuck would they have your back?
That part. Well, I'm glad the way it ended. I don't think I want to see another season.
You don't want to see another season?
I think the storyline has faded for Basketball Wives. How many seasons has it been? 10 seasons?
10, 12, 10, 11. It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's over with, unless they get some new faces.
She definitely needs new faces, just like with fucking baddies. Like, okay, y'all running the old people out. Like, redo this. We need new people. We need new people. Everybody done got old. They need to move on with their life, do different things. All y'all got going on. Focus on what y'all got going on. Y'all don't made enough money. Now it's time for some new, fresh faces. Okay? It's just time.
Agreed.
It's just time for some new, fresh faces on all these reality shows.
On all these reality shows, yeah. Sure. Give somebody else a chance.
Yes. Only person that we fucking really see new faces is fucking Jocelyn Cabaret.
The Cabaret. Yeah.
That's the only place we see new faces. We need new, fresh faces to keep it entertaining. That's it. That's all. That's all we ask. That's it. That's all we ask.
That's it and that's all. And that's our time, y'all. It go by so quick.
I know. I don't be wanting to fucking stop talking.
I know, right? I be having so much more to talk about. But we'll be back next Friday, y'all. Same time, same place. We out. Mm-hmm.